Voices of Hope is a charity that supports and transforms the lives of women in the area who've experienced issues including violence. I'm Josette Lesser and I'm at the Kingston Women's Hub, and with me is Sarah Clay, who's founder and CEO at Voices of Hope UK. Now, we've just heard a group of your ladies singing. Tell me a little bit about what it is that you put on here.
So Kingston Women's Hub is a partnership of organisations, and that includes ourselves, Voices of Hope, Council, Refuge, Kingsgate Church and other organisations, and we come together to provide a long-term holistic support to women who are recovering from abuse and physical and mental health conditions. And what we do is we provide a whole raft of support. That's crisis support, one-to-one pastoral and advocacy support, it's community women's sessions like you just heard, the choir, but also things like the Sisterhood Sanctuary, which Kingsgate run, which is a well-being pampering and lunchtime relational session, but also things like cook and dine, and we do a Pilates class and a dance movement class. And also part of the Women's Hub is we run survivors forums, and we really seek to have a strategic influence within the borough, and have been part of the co-produced strategy with the council for tackling violence against women and girls. So it's quite far-reaching, but the idea is that we walk long-term and in a very holistic way with women.
How did you get involved?
Well, I founded the charity and I started the choir, the Sisterhood Choir, and coming out of the pandemic, we felt there was a real need for a partnership approach to supporting women who've been through abuse and violence. And so we drew that together, I think. So that's how I ended up getting involved, was going, can we do this? Approach the council, they responded brilliantly, and we formed Kingston Women's Hub together.
But there are other aspects, aren't there?
Yeah, so women come to us from all over the borough, and they're referred in by social prescribers, GPs, mental health services, other charities and organisations, the council. And so women come to us at various points in their life. That can be an absolute crisis, but it also can be because of loneliness or isolation. And women come here, and some of them access one particular aspect, like they might go, I love to sing. And so they actually come and join the choir first, and then over time might start to talk about abuse that they've been through, or will notice red flags and start to talk to them. But other people come and they really need that advocacy support of how do I navigate other services, and they're struggling with PTSD or mental health, and they need that support one-to-one. So people come for various reasons and access different parts of the hub, and also over time they access different things as well. As I said, you know, somebody might come in one way and then find themselves going, actually I'd love to learn how to cook healthily, and you know, we used one of the RBK resilience grants last year to provide cooking sessions for people, you know, so it's quite far reaching. And we also have a minorities outreach worker who goes out to different communities that perhaps wouldn't naturally find their way to the hub, and that's a brilliant position that actually goes to each of those individual communities and builds a bridge so that women feel confident to access our services. And the result of that is we have a really multicultural group of women that come, which is wonderful to see.
Can people self-refer?
Absolutely. In fact, they don't have to refer. They can just turn up. We're on Connected Kingston, but they can go onto our website, which is voh.org.uk, and just find out about the different activities that we run. And you can just literally turn up to any of those kind of women's only community sessions, which run on a Monday and Tuesday. So ever so welcome.
I know that you've got a Pearl Project. What's that and how does it differ?
So the Pearl Project really champions the stories of restoration and recovery from abuse. And that project is a joint project between Voices of Hope and Robin Harper Photography. Robin is a phenomenal portrait photographer, and she really tries to capture the essence of who a woman is and the journey they've been through, and the kind of the champion that they are now, having walked through some really tough things. And so on the 16th of November, we run the Pearl Project, and we run it at the venue of Kingsgate Church. And we ran it 2 years ago, really well attended, around 300 people. And what that project does is it tells the stories of these women who've walked through things from Kingston and surrounding. And that project, it breaks the shame and stigma around abuse. It brings it into the open, and it actually says to people, you have nothing to be ashamed of. We're not trying to cover this up. We actually believe that when you've walked through this, you are incredible to come out the other side. And it's a real source of hope and inspiration to other women who are maybe still in that place, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that the darkness and the sense of despair or hopelessness or isolation that you're feeling, you look at these women and go, actually, they've come through. And it's an amazingly inspiring evening. And just to encourage people really actually to book into that.
You're really, really passionate about this. Why is it so important to you? What's your background that made you identify this as something you wanted to work on?
So I have a history of childhood abuse. I've walked through abuse myself. And I know, I think it was around 2017-18, I was really struggling with PTSD, with huge amounts of anxiety, panic attacks. And I was in a really, really dark place personally. And if it wasn't for a few friends and family, I have a strong family around me, I don't know that I would be here today. And I think coming through that gave me a real passion for us, you know, to be there, and for us as a community to be there for women who are walking either in the ramifications of some, you know, really deep trauma, or trying to get out of a traumatic situation, or maybe you're facing the, you know, those long-term physical mental health issues. So I think that's part of my passion as to where it comes from, is seeing the difference that it makes. You know, it's made such a difference to my life, having people walk alongside me. It's made such a difference.
So now the doors have opened from this hall. Can you just tell me what's going on?
Absolutely. So the lovely chatter you can hear in the background is part of the Sisterhood Sanctuary, which Kingsgate run as part of the Women's Hub. And we join that session. There's a lovely healthy lunch that gets served. There's a nail bar where ladies can have their nails done. There's a massage table for people to have hand massages. There's a big long table here of art activities. That's always really popular. And then there's just lots of smaller tables where people can sit and chat and have hugs and just relate and get to know each other a lot. So yeah, that's the space that you can hear right now.
How many people do you have at the session?
Anywhere between sort of 35 to 60 would be a very full week.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is the difference in age groups is astounding.
Yes.
And the ethnic diversity as well. I'm actually really surprised at how different it is.
Yeah, and that's part of what we love about the Hub. Is actually it brings women together from all different walks of life, and they just build really rich relationships together.
Is it possible to speak to anyone?
Absolutely, yes. Let me introduce you to Maddie.
Okay, let's go and talk to Maddie. Maddie, thank you so much for speaking with me. Would you mind telling me your story?
No, it's a long story.
Right, let's sit down here. So, Maddie, without spilling your tea either. So, Maddie, would you mind sharing your story?
I was abused as a child sexually and psychologically and physically. And then as an adult, I was abused by some people in my extended family. And then I married someone who is an alcoholic who also abused me. So it's a long, long, long story. But my story is that no matter what, you can heal and you can live a worthwhile life. It's not easy, but you can do it.
I mean, it's astounding. Can I ask, and you don't have to answer this, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 76.
So you have had a lifetime of this abuse, and yet... Mm. I'm looking at you, you're very upbeat, very positive. What has the Hub done for you?
Well, I started off by joining the choir because I love singing, and singing would always take me out of myself so that I could forget all the stuff that was going on or whatever and sing. And so I joined the choir, and then I was asked if I wanted to stay for Sisterhood. And here I have found people who understand, and it's okay to talk about it. but we all want to heal and we all want to live full lives, and it's very difficult after all that. So in sharing it with other people, you lose some of the shame, because the shame isn't actually yours, it's the people who abuse you, but you do tend to think it's you.
So being at the hub, how has that changed your mindset?
Losing the shame is one of the big things, because I really believe now that I'm an okay person, whereas I went through life thinking I probably wasn't. And why has all this happened to me and not to other people? And I think you can talk about as much as you want or as little as you want here. And so you're here because there's other things to do and people to talk to and whatever. And also it's a very positive thing, because after a while I joined some things that brought out the positive of having been through all this, how I could support other people who were right at the beginning and I was a bit further along. So that is really, to find something positive in it was important to me.
So Sarah, I know that you're dying to say something.
I think in essence, abuse disempowers people. It robs you of your, you know, the power to be you and your choice and that sense of self-advocacy. And one of the things we're hugely passionate about is giving women a voice, giving them back power. And as you just heard from Maddie, the sense of actually, yes, I've been through something phenomenally difficult, but now I feel like I have a voice.